From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Oh, this is hotter than the islands. Way hotter than the islands. I'm accustomed to the heat, but this one here is ridiculous.
We are fully committed to Afghanistan and its future. We're determined to demonstrate to all Afghans that there is a viable alternative, that there is a choice, there is a brighter future available to them and their children, and we're determined to improve their sense of ownership of the process.
As long as he is still alive, his policies will continue. Don't expect any changes or initiatives over the next 2 or 3 weeks. That's unlikely to happen.
I think he's dead, and that they're hiding it from us to not get so much excitement in Cuba, you understand?
It has long been the hope of the United States that a free, independent, and democratic Cuba would be more than just a close neighbor. It would be a close friend. This is our goal now more than ever. And throughout this time of change, all of you must know that you have no greater friend than the United States of America.
I believe that the sectarian violence is probably as bad as I've seen it in Baghdad in particular. And that if not stopped, it is possible that Iraq could move towards civil war.
We hear a lot of happy talk and rosy scenarios, but because of the administration's strategic blunders and, frankly, the record of incompetence in executing, you are presiding over a failed policy. Given your track record, Secretary Rumsfeld, why should we believe your assurances now?
My goodness. Are there setbacks? Yes. Are there things that people can't anticipate? Yes. Does the enemy have a brain and continue to make adjustments on the ground, requiring our forces to continue to make adjustments? You bet. The Cold War lasted 40-plus years. And this struggle against violent extremists who were determined to prevent free people from exercising their rights as free people is going to go on a long time, and it's going to be a tough one.
It does call for a full cessation of hostilities, building on, in particular, two aspects. One, that the Hezbollah stops all attacks, and second, that Israel stops offensive military operations.
When the text will be adopted, I hope very soon, there will be a campaign, diplomatic campaign, to help the parties, you know, to help the parties, because they have to support and to agree in principle on these elements.